Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Low Down and Dirty, presented by Garage Talk Live, the place to get the lowdown on dirt track racing from the greater Northeast and beyond. We plan on getting you up to speed and informed on all the latest news in the world of dirt track racing. From the mile at Syracuse to the bull rings of the Midwest, we've got you covered. So get ready for the fastest hour on Blog Talk Radio. And here, with their elbows up and the loud pedal down, your hosts, Joe Adams and Brian Whippy Whitman. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the latest edition of Lowdown and Dirty. I'm your host, Joe Adams, along with my good friend, partner in crime, always to my right, but not tonight, Brian Whippy Whitman.
Wow, that was good.
That was good.
What's up, folks?
Also in the house, our good buddy Scotty Deal. Scotty, welcome.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, Joe.
Running the board tonight, our good friend, the Queen Bee, Miss Tammy Allman. Thanks for being here, Tammy. Tammy's not mic'd, but she says, yo. Hey, we got a good show tonight. URC standout Josh Weller's in the house, enjoying some food right now. We're going to get him on about 8:30. And also 2014 Miss Motorsports, Miss Cassie Pinder, is also in the house, also enjoying some food right here live from the Wingman Barn Grill in lovely downtown East Greenville.
Lovely.
It is lovely.
It is.
With all this snow piled up 14 feet high out there in the parking lot, it's still lovely here. Got a really nice crowd here tonight, too.
Yeah, we do have a nice crowd. But it's East Greenville. It doesn't snow in East Greenville. Don't you know that? It's always nice and east in East Greenville, you know?
Oh, good. I didn't know that. Well, thanks for pointing that out.
Except tonight. Tomorrow night, it'll probably snow. It's going to snow like heck.
Tomorrow night's going to suck. Let's hope everybody's wrong.
Yes.
Probably not going to happen.
No.
Probably get hit with like 2 feet of snow.
We can get in the truck and start for Florida now.
I'm game.
I've been game for weeks, you know. So
you get depressed when it's snow like this here, because that means when there's snow on the ground, there's no race cars on the racetrack.
No, there's nothing. There ain't even work right now, man. You know?
Everything's delayed.
Yeah.
It is. It's crazy.
It's terrible. So let's get rid of it. Let's get rid of it. Let's race. And then we don't have
to. Well, we had some racing this past weekend. Indoors, obviously.
Indoors. With pits on the outside and in tents.
I saw that.
Not enough room?
I guess.
Who was thinking? You know?
But they made it.
They got through.
They put the slingshots outside. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Now, my question is that the young Eric Rudolph or the older Eric Rudolph? That one.
Well, now, that's a good question. Because I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to this deal, I cannot say for sure.
Just curious.
Well, I can safely assure you it's one of them.
Yeah, you are there.
It's one of those Eric Rudolph guys, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's probably the young one.
Yeah.
So good for him.
And if it's not, it would be the older one.
Yeah. Up the big win down there at Trenton. I think it's the first time in 32 years they've ran races in Trenton, New Jersey.
And you know what happened the next day? You know what the heck happened the next day at Trenton? No. They threw their mayor out.
Oh, is that the dude who was on trial and all that?
No. A sting operation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the federal government had a sting operation going in there and offered him some kind of money to do some kind of dirty deal, and he took it.
Nice, and he took it. So for his entertainment, the night before he got locked up, he got to see some race. Good for him.
He got stung.
Yeah.
He did?
Stung. Yeah. That's a shame. And then, I don't know, anybody was on FaceSpace last night and was following any of this Bubba Speedway the past couple nights? Some drivers were... There was like 33 cars showed up in the pits.
Which is respectable.
That's a respectful field. And then by like heats, there was 22.
What happened to them, Whip?
And then some refused to drive. Race, track unsafe.
Track unsafe.
So now that they got this thing called YouTube, you could go on there and see how unsafe that track really was.
It looked pretty smooth
looked
to
pretty
me.
Looked pretty fast to me, man. You know? Looked pretty fast.
So was Bobby shot, Donnie shot, and all the rest of those guys a little scared?
He wasn't one that wanted to race.
He didn't want to race.
He didn't want to race. Steve Kinzer didn't want to race. All the Casey Kane cars didn't want to race.
All three of them.
Pretty much the outlaw guys didn't want to race.
But the PA guys hung in there.
But some of them PA guys hung in there. And some old guy, I don't know, how old is he making a return back to sprint car racing, picks up the win on the opening night of Bubba Speedway.
Yeah, that Blaney dude.
The guy who used to be a NASCAR guy.
The Buckeye Bullet.
The Buckeye Bullet scored a big win opening the All-Star season and picks up the big win. Over.
Up here.
Oh, is that one up there? Oh, there
yeah.
It is. Man, my eyes are bad. Tim Schaefer. In third, Stevie Buckwalter.
Stevie.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Yep, Kerry Mattson. Mm-hmm. Dale Blaney. Mm-hmm. Is that Danny Holgrave? I can't, yeah. Yep.
Yep, then.
Greg Williams.
Another PA guy, Danny, yep.
Yep, yep. Hodnett got, what is that, ninth?
Ninth.
Yeah. So, hey, shout out to the boys. They're racing down in Florida, folks. Real stuff. No indoor. But hats off to Blaney, man.
Hoddenchild came in 11th and then launched it the next night.
Yeah, he launched hard one. But, Dad, dude, hats off to Dave Blaney, man.
Yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm. That's interesting paint scheme, too. What kind of paint scheme and car number does that remind you of?
Ooh.
Ah. You guys ain't been paying attention, have you? Dirt modified team?
Why would I go there?
Kind of looks like a Higbee paint scheme, don't it?
Oh.
Look at it,
well, maybe in your mind.
In my mind, I think it looks just like a Higbee paint scheme.
Okay, we'll let you have that.
Troyer and New York and all that. That's just me. You know? So, interesting fact. But Hodnett's doing pretty decent in his first ride out, the Hefner 27.
Sure did.
You know? So, and then they ran another night. Last night. And who won last night? The Madman. Kerry Mattson.
From Down Under.
Down Under. And I don't know, track conditions look pretty good to me again.
Boy, not much different than the night before.
No, when they're only like three hundredths of a second off of track records. Pretty good.
Must have been okay.
So hats off to Bubba and them down there for giving those guys good racing already.
But last night, Chad Kemenoff came in second. Danny Dietrich came in third.
Good run for the Double D. Friend of the show.
And Gravel brings in another top five finish. He had a fourth there. Dale Blaney up there again, Hod. And the up-and-coming guy, Rico Abreu.
Abreu.
And I had to say all the way down to there because I had to get the Christopher Bellinate.
All right, there you go. Yeah. That's his first time in the 83, ain't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
First time in a wing for a long time.
Yeah, he said it was a little different. He had to knock the rust off the wing skills, you know?
Well.
A little different than running that little midget around Australia, I'll tell you.
Yep.
Right?
So.
What else you got, Whip?
Well, we got the little midgets here. We got a little ARDC.
We got some midget news.
Yep. You know, seeing how that they unified with the national midget rules, it seems they're going to be paying $1,000 for
sure.
Yeah,
with Power Eye.
Power Eye. It's a national midget thing now. It's not their
own
little...
Yeah, those engine rules will comply from 2014 to 2016. So I think that's a pretty good idea. Just...
Mm-hmm.
Make it all straight across the board there. Yeah, so their ARDC events will be paying $1,000 to win during the 2014 season and $125 to take the green. So, good stuff for them.
Those
it
eight
is.
Shows?
Their 75th anniversary this year. Very impressive. And they always put on a good show. If you've any of you listeners out there have ever, never gotten to see an ARDC show, take one in, man. It's always good racing. 3-4 wide, always slicing and dicing. Good stuff.
You got 5 Sunday shows, too.
At Granby Speedway.
Granby Speedway.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of local stuff for us guys here in South Pennsylvania.
Good stuff.
Here's some pretty cool news, too, for TSRS fans. Bridgeport adds TSRS 305 sprint cars to the poker series.
Yeah, that's added on to the normal 5 shows that they were going to run there, right? They're adding on the poker series to that, right? That's nice.
TSRS, they've got a pretty healthy gig going on this year. I think it's only going to get busier as time goes on. Good group of racers. We had a chance to have some of those guys on the show last year, and right after we saw them run at Granby Speedway, and they put on a great show up there.
Woo.
Looking forward to seeing them again in 2014.
Yeah.
You know?
Sunday. It's a third of a mile Speedway. Grandview Speedway.
I like that.
Whoa.
That was Whip.
Well, that was Whip getting it done right there.
Really? Stepping it up.
I'm impressed.
All right, here we go. Here's the news.
Here it is.
Black and white. It's out there. Dale has teamed up with NDRL.
The National Dirt Racing League.
Well,
who is the National Dirt Racing League?
You're not the only one that's going like, who are they, you know?
Who are they? What are they all about? Where are they from? What's a skinny? What's a scan? What's the word? What's going on? Talk to me.
Well, the Kennedys, who have formed NDRL, I think they originally came out of New York.
Western New York.
But he's gained his notoriety as putting some tracks together out west. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, he owns some tracks, but he started this NDRL series a little over a year ago, and actually, when Blomquist was on, we talked to him about it a little bit, and he was a little sketchy about it because it was a new organization. And he didn't really know what to expect and things like that. But, you know, they're throwing their hat into the ring, so to speak, and they're teaming up with Brett Deo to do his short track series.
Hey, I mean, if they want to get involved in NASCAR in modified racing, you know, dirt modified, that's probably the guy to get teamed up with.
Right now.
He got a lot of things. But I'm telling you right now, that show he got at Thunder Mountain with the 360 sprint cars.
Right.
That's going to be the show of the year.
Whippy's calling out the show of the year.
I am. Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this off.
Thunder Mountain is crazy, man.
And it's crazy fast.
Yeah.
And we talked to Eric Whip about it. He's saying that they were up there with the 600 modified, and he said it's smooth and nice surface, you know.
And them people don't get sprint cars up there.
So they're going to come out in droves, you think?
Yeah. He ain't going to have enough seating. I'm telling you that right now. That's going to be a good, unbelievable. We'll have to ask Josh if he's going to that.
But that's not an NDRL show. It's an independent Dayo show. Just like his Dirty Jersey.
Right.
60, is it? That
60
run,
down there. Yeah, down there.
Down at New Egypt isn't affiliated with NDRL. That's still a dirt show.
But, I mean, I don't know. That's a good area for sprint cars. They got Empire Super Sprints, and that's all they get. And to see some other guys come out of that, you know, different areas, that'll be good.
But NDRL, Joe, is a late model sanctioning deal. I mean, that's how they got started in sanctioning big late model shows.
But that's where they came from, Joe.
All right. That wasn't the question I asked. Here's my question, off air.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Woo.
But,
Joe's off the chip. Off the chip.
What? So.
Cut it out, man.
Yeah.
You distracted me.
And we're back.
Yeah, Dale got some big shows, man. Middletown's going to be a good one.
Yeah, Middletown.
Mm-hmm. Well, he plugging the hell out of that Middletown gig because, dude, you got Danny Johnson and Allen and Brett Hearn going to go do battle on the 5/8 mile hard clay.
Yeah.
That's like, for me, that's 90 racing back then.
Okay. All right. Okay. But that's now, that's a NDRL sanctioned show on a DIRT racing facility of Orange County. How does that all work?
They all just go in a circle like normal, I guess.
Yeah.
They're all round and brown.
And got a victory lane.
Well, you know, I'm just thinking of the politics side of this thing. It's
yeah,
like,
because
whoa,
on the politics side now, you're going to have cars with VP fuel and Cam 2 fuels, and then you're going to have the Hoosier tires. You're going to have the American Racer tires.
There's a plan to make this all work, I guess.
It's all like going to be like, this is like a big beef stew. Everything's like thrown into a pot here, and it's just going to get stirred. And and it's just, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, yeah. But I think
They're throwing money at Mr. Dale's point fund and everything.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's off the brat.
You know? Yeah.
So...
Mm-hmm.
Best of luck.
Yeah. Oh gosh, we nothing
best
but best for to
yeah,
Brett and Steve. You know, it's just like I think they're stirring the pot a little bit. You know,
and I like it.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? You know,
who's gonna win? Who's gonna win in steel?
Well, whoever got the most money. Whoever got the most money. You know. So everybody gonna be peeing on a track. This is my turf.
I guess.
You know.
But what I found interesting in this one article I read here is that Mr. Kennedy, John Kennedy, the creator
founder
of NDRL, yeah. He says he doesn't rule out expanding his areas of interest into sprint cars.
Say what? Sprint car racing.
It would have to be the right opportunity, but it would be open. He'd be open to sprint car involvement. So does this start forming? Okay, he's got a late model contingent already. Now he's in the modifies with Brett, and he's talking here in this article about sprint cars. What does that sound like?
Sounds like World Racing Group to me.
Sounds like the World Racing Group.
Yeah. Part two.
Part two.
You know.
So.
Here we go again.
Here we go. He's been known to buy racetracks.
Well, there's a racetrack for sale that Mr. Dale's got a brace at. Bingo! It's called the Hard Clay, the house that Hearn's built, Middletown, New York. It's for sale.
It is. So.
There it is. We have solved the puzzle.
It's just a theory.
Just putting it out there.
Just putting it out there. Let's see how. Give me a second.
He's fishing for something.
What? Let's see how March 23rd goes.
Okay.
And then we'll probably know by then.
All right.
We'll know by, I bet you we'll know something shortly after that.
Stay tuned.
It all came together just like that in this little pea brain of mine. I solved the puzzle.
He had some help.
And then a team coming out of retirement.
Yes.
Number 14.
Yes.
Frittenstein's 14's coming back with Doug Badmiller to run a big diamond.
Wow.
Like it.
It just sounds cool.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah. Another car towards the Magic 33 going to be at Buck Diamond on a Friday night.
Oh, I like it.
What do you think, Joe?
What do you think?
I don't think.
But And Doug will be in the 46 at Grandview.
Yes.
That's
so
good.
Stop all the rumors now. All the stupid nonsense. Blah, blah, blah.
So we get to hear see, we get to see Doug twice a week.
Yep. It's in print. Don't need none of that blah, blah, stuff. So good for Doug. Who's going to the Reading Mall stuff? You going to see Lebanon Levi?
No. I am not a fan of mall racing or coloring contests within a building. Race cars are built to go on a racetrack and not be housed inside a building. That is my opinion.
Yeah. I see some crazy stuff down at that Reading Mall show. People have done the cars.
It ain't good.
It ain't good, man.
In whose opinion?
The general opinion. That mall is just, that mall is a little trashy.
Oh. Oh.
There's some less than desirable people there.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, didn't you tell me, Whip, that you saw a kid run up a race car there one night?
Brian told us that last night, last week.
Oh, wow, that's
a kid,
right.
A late model.
Yeah.
He ran right up the nose of it all the way up to the cow catcher.
A friend of mine actually saw a child being changed on the rear deck of his late model.
Oh my God.
It was the right height.
That was the privacy. Flat deck. It was a little privacy, a little changing area.
You'll never see a steering wheel in any race cars at the Reading Mall show. You know why? Because the guys take them because people were stealing them.
Last year they stole the gas caps.
You're kidding me.
No, off the fuel cell.
Oh, my God. What were they selling them at the junkyard, at the scrapyard?
I don't know.
Hey, dude, scrap is scrap, dude. Yeah. Scrap is scrap. Well, this looks like it don't belong to this car. I'm going to take this.
If it's not hold it down, it probably won't be there at the end of the week.
You ain't going to need this. I'll just take. Look, every car got one. Take them all. Oh, my God. Only in Reading. Yep.
Yeah, but it's an event, and we go to it.
Hey, it's small, man. Mall racing. The big thing, I think, is they're saluting Mr. Bob Miller. That's pretty cool.
Friday night. Friday night of that show.
Yep. So that's going to be pretty big.
We'll be
7
out.
O'clock. We'll be there.
Representing.
Yep. We'll represent for you, Joe.
Word.
Yep. Word.
Okay.
All right. Because we know how you are about racing proms, too.
I don't like racing proms. I don't like mall racing. I don't like the coloring contest. I don't like any of that crap.
Why don't you like coloring contests?
This is starting.
What's that?
Why don't you like coloring contests?
Well, that's all that the mall shows turn out to be. It's the big coloring contest. Who's got the prettiest car? Who gives a crap?
Oh, I thought you meant like real kids coloring contest.
No. It's a big coloring contest. It's just like the racing prom, brother. Come on, man.
You know, I'm glad we got that straightened out.
If he had, we'd stuck, man.
Yep.
Like, color contest. That bothered me all night, Joe.
You know, every 10 minutes he was going to come out, coloring contest?
Yeah. Dude, what the hell? What the heck's a coloring contest? You know, I don't know.
Poor kids, you know? I mean, wow. Glad you cleared that up, Joe. Appreciate that.
Hey, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to clear things up.
Yeah. I'd never seen a coloring contest at a ball, so I thought, well, new contest. You know?
All right.
Oh, man.
Just for your early modified schedule pleasure, I stuck some...
Are you ready?
I stuck a little bit of a schedule on there, courtesy of our friends at... where did I get this?
Is that where I've seen this?
Yeah. Way go.
Yeah, that Facebook thing's amazing, that face space.
Yeah.
Well, ironically, speaking of face space here, I just got a friend request from someone not of this country.
Really?
I find that rather odd.
Stalker?
Do they want money?
Could be.
Yeah, do they want money? Is she pregnant?
No. I'm not real sure what's happening here.
Wow.
There's
all kinds of races coming in the month of March.
Yeah. Starting March 1st at New Egypt Speedway, right? Big blocks, 50 laps, 5,000 to win. And we don't have a chance in...
You ain't got a chance in hell in seeing that one.
The first.
Yeah.
Sitting on those aluminum bleachers over there?
Yeah, there's a chance
in
hell.
Nice.
You might see this one. You might see the icebreaker at Sealands Grove.
2 weeks later.
Yeah. You might see that one.
At this rate here, we're lucky if we see a race before July 4th.
I didn't get that pessimistic. I only went to like the middle of April here.
Yeah, this ain't even good. None of this. We're not gonna see any of this in the paper right here, bro.
I should have probably included some of May.
Yeah. You should have brought the white out for that, man. You just wasted a tree right there, brother.
You're saying Learnersville is opening on the April 18th. That might be realistic, is what you're saying.
I don't know. That's questionable.
I don't know.
Gosh.
I think I'm shooting for that icebreaker at Sealands Grove.
Well,
first race weekend.
Yeah, I am too. But I'll tell you what, I'd really get depressed if by April 5th, Grandview opener night, that we're not running that show. I'm getting real depressed if we're not running that.
Well, did you watch any NHRA over the weekend?
Boy, it was cold out there.
Huh?
Yeah.
Did that make your hair stand up the first time they fired them things off and they went ripping down that straight?
Oh, yeah.
You ready?
Funny thing you should mention, Pomonia. My buddy, friend of the show, friend of racing here in the Northeast, Paul Cuck, was out in the California area on business, and he took in the drags at Pomona this week.
Took in the Winter Nationals.
He did.
Wow.
Yeah, that's off his bucket list.
3.965 seconds. That's unbelievable.
It's really unbelievable. Yeah, that was really enjoyable to watch that. I mean, that...
Hats off to ESPN for their coverage. Yeah.
For the coverage was fantastic.
Yeah.
They do a great job with drag racing. They really do.
Yeah.
So. Although, something we don't typically talk about on this show, but it was cool.
It was cool. Yeah.
All right. So, we're just about at break time here, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. And when we come back, we're going to have URC standout Josh Weller mic'd up, ready to be interviewed.
All right.
He is done eating. We're good
is
to
he?
Go there.
All what right. a crowd over there. They brought the posse.
They did bring the posse.
Is that the Josh Weller posse?
It's the Weller-Pinder posse.
Yeah, Weller-Pinder.
Well, there's a connection there, I think.
Yeah. We'll get into that during.
All right. Okay.
So, tell you what we're going to do now. I guess we're going to take a brief break, and we're going to get Josh over here. We'll get him all mic'd up so we can interview him. So, folks, we want you to hang tight for some more Low Down and Dirty. We'll be right back in a few.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. This is your old pal Clarence on behalf of Low Down and Dirty. We're going to be talking about some wings tonight here from the Wingman Bar and Grill, located over here in East Greenville, Pennsylvania. The Wingman Bar and Grill serves the freshest, mild, hot, suicide, and tough guy wings if you can handle them. They also have a nice menu of hot and cold subs, pizza, wraps, and panini. The Wingman also has 12 beers on tap and a large selection of cold takeout beer. In addition to the fine eat-in dining experience, a large takeout menu, a wide assortment of beers on tap, the Wingman Bar and Grill also holds special events and entertainment such as Texas Hold'em Poker, trivia, karaoke, and from time to time they even have some live bands. Take advantage of Wingman's outdoor seating for the summer. Enjoy the summertime. The restaurant and bar open daily from 11:30 a.m. on up at about to 2 a.m. and a bar menu be available at the 10 p.m. So be sure to check out their website for weekly chef specials. You can find them at the web at www.wingmanbarandgrill.com. You can also find them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Wingman Bar and Grill. The Wingman Bar and Grill has been voted best wings in Philly for 4 years in a row. Also voted best burger in 2010. For takeout service, call in your order at area code 267-923-5067. Stop on by and bring some friends and make a night of it. The Wingman Bar and Grill is located at the Shops at Upper Hanover in downtown East Greenville, PA. Stop on in. Clarence will be over there eating some wings and chowing down. Grab a beer and have some fun. Let's all go to the Wingman in East Greenville. Cajun's Candle is a family-owned company that makes the finest quality hand-poured candles you'll find anywhere, in many different colors, sizes, and scents. They use only the best wax and scents to ensure your candle performs to its very best, each and every time. Cajun's uses a unique blend of hybrid wax that consists of a 50% soy and a 50% paraffin mixture, enabling the best of both worlds in candle making. The soy base is to ensure a cleaner burn while being environmentally friendly, and the paraffin is used to achieve a great scent throw and the ability to add color nicely, giving those bright, vibrant colors that catch your eyes. Cajun's Candles carries a wide variety of gel candles as well. Need a fundraiser for your school or church? Candles make a great item to use for fundraisers for any type of function you may have. Give Cajun's Candles a call at 610-960-5677 or find them on the web at www.cajunscandles.com. And for all you Facebook users, be sure to like them at Facebook at facebook.com/Cajun's Candle. For 26 years, Joe Adams Lettering LLC has been providing graphics and lettering to a large base of clientele throughout the United States, and even as far away as St. Martin's, Netherlands Antilles. Services include signs, truck lettering, race car lettering, logo design, and much, much more. Joe Adams Lettering LLC is the graphic provider of choice for many of the local schools, churches, athletic departments, racetracks, and promoters alike. Our friendly service and attention to detail ensures that our clients are receiving the finished product that they want, need, and desire. Starting a company and need to get recognized? We have full branding capabilities, from logo concepts to the finished product, placed right on your sign, company truck, van, letterhead, and business cards. All done right here, in-house, at our Bechtelsville facility. Joe Adams Lettering LLC custom designing capabilities set you apart from the competition. We provide custom t-shirt artwork, banners, yard signs, magnetic signs, billboards, and much, much more. Take advantage of our full printing capabilities and get noticed. From small window decals to full wraps, we got you covered. Give us a call at 484-638-0931. Or you can check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Joe Adams Lettering LLC and like us so you can keep up with some of the latest happenings. Look for our logo on the side of a race car at a local track near you. And remember, love the A, and the A will love you back. Diamond Disposal offers a wide variety of disposal services, including residential and commercial weekly service, roll-off dumpster service, competitive pricing, and special contracting rates. Diamond Disposal serves the Berks County and surrounding areas. For competitive rates and prompt friendly service, please give Diamond Disposal a call at 610-845-1117. Or visit them on the web at www.DiamondDisposalLLC.com. For all of our loyal listeners here at Lowdown and Dirty, Diamond Disposal has been kind enough to offer a one-month free trash removal if you sign on with Diamond Disposal and mention that you heard about this promotion right here on Lowdown and Dirty. So give the fine folks at Diamond Disposal a call and see what kind of savings they have for you. And remember, don't let your cash go out with the trash. Call Diamond Disposal, 610-845-1117.
Hey, folks. We're live here at the Wingman. Yo, you done eating? Apparently not. Hey, we're getting ready to interview
you. Well, I was eating, and I got bumped off, so now I'm
now
back on.
Hey, we want to welcome Josh Wheeler on the show.
Josh Wheeler to the show. Josh,
how are
welcome.
You,
oh, thanks, guys, for having me on. So,
are ready for the you ready for the season?
We're getting there. Yep, yeah. We're getting there. It's get rid of some of the snow, and then we'll start talking about going racing.
Have you been over to the shop lately?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's an everyday thing. You don't let the race car sit too long without somebody touching it.
So, I mean, she was sitting at Motorsports looking pretty.
Yeah, yeah, it looks pretty nice right now. Just got to finish up on that car, and here shortly we should be getting our new J&J in, and then we'll start putting that one together.
Now, this is a whole new ride for you this year. So the phone rang. Did you have to think about it?
No, it wasn't. this was a no-brainer, you know. It's Kenny's one of those guys that you don't really question when he wants you to drive his car. You just say, okay, thanks, and let's go have some fun. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much been fun ever since we talked to him the first time about driving the car, and, really looking forward to the year.
It's a stout ride, man.
Yeah, he's got some real good equipment, and hopefully we can do a repeat for him.
So now what kind of frame we got? What are we doing for frame and motor wise?
Right now we have the car that was at Motorsports was a Kramer Craft car, and we have a new J&J coming, and everything's going to have Don Ott engines in it.
So is it familiar equipment that you're familiar with?
Yeah, the J&Js, we've had that for as long as I've been racing. I've driven a couple of Maxim cars, but all the cars that we've ever had have all been, J&Js. The Kramer Craft car is a new one for me, but I think we're going to try and hit a couple of practice nights here and, before our season gets going and try it out and see how it works out. And whichever car I like better is the one that we go with and, see if... If we need to change, then we do, and, go from there.
So now, do you get hired as a driver? So what do you do with your stuff now? I mean, because as a driver, you got stuff.
Yeah, no, we had some stuff, but we've sort of stopped, last year when I drove for Chris, we sort of sold off some of our equipment. We used most of my stuff last year, and, obviously – that stuff gets depleted throughout the season, so we haven't really had to replace a whole bunch of that stuff. Going here with Kenny now, he's got a lot of equipment. Pretty much, I have one car left, and since I've never actually been able, I think this is 20 years of racing, I've never been able to keep one of my own race cars. So this one, the one frame that's left now, we're going to hang that up in the barn and keep that one there for me for when I get old and want to put a race car back together and go do these mall shows with a vintage car.
Nice. Yeah. But, and they have vintage car racing, too, now.
Yeah, but would I be too old for that?
You're never too old, Josh.
Okay, all right.
You're never too old.
Okay.
Now, here's a question I got for you. The other night they ran down a down there at that Bubba Speedway. And some of the drivers kind of not racing. We're going to park it for the night. Where does the driver's mentality, who makes that call? The car owner? The driver? I mean, that's got to be a tough decision.
You know what? We've always ran through this scenario in our group, of our guys and said, what if the track is that bad? But the problem is you're never going to get, say, 24 drivers to say, we're all not racing. You're always going to have those 2, 3, 4, 5 guys that are going to say, you guys all load up. We're going to go win a race. And unfortunately, we're all drivers, and we all just are too stupid to say no. It basically would come down to a car owner not wanting if they would feel that their equipment's not safe out on the racetrack, so to speak, pretty much if we're at a racetrack, unless I think I'm going to get hurt, we're going to run. know, it's especially if you drive down to Florida to go racing. You need to have as many races in to pay that fuel bill to come back home. But, you know, the guys, speaking from our scale of racing, you know, the guys that loaded up were pretty much all NASCAR funded or really well funded behind them, and those guys just really don't care about money.
Right. It's on a plastic card anyway.
Yeah. 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 It doesn't mean anything to them. That, you know, I saw the track that they, you know, video of the track that they were not wanting to race on, and I didn't see a whole lot wrong with it. I know we've raced on a lot worse racetracks than that.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, you know, it's pretty much, you know, I mean, I would think so too. If you're there and it's a dry route, like, I'm here, man.
Yeah. Yeah. If, you know, if we made the tow,
we got to make the dough.
Yep. You know, it's to me, that'd be no different than a rain out. You know, I hate rain outs with a passion. But, you know, if we make the tow to the track and it rains, the track needs to work with us to get it in because, you know, even if the track doesn't work with us, I still feel like we need to do something to get the race in because we made the tow there, so let's do something. You know, we have a race car here, let's do something. It's out of the garage. We got a race. You know,
right.
But it's one of those things, you know, but I guess if we were running 100-plus races a year, I might have a different mentality about it. But, you know, running 25, 30 races a year, I want to get as much in as I can, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether or not it's on a good track or not, we run on them all. You know, everybody's got to run on the same thing, so.
Mm-hmm. So, now, here's my – so if a rain out, if it's, like, rained out and, like, 20 minutes later, the sun popping out, you're saying, you know, come on, promoters, work with us here.
I am very frustrated with that. You know, if you know,
I hear you. I mean,
you know, as soon as there's a sprinkle or a shower or something, you know, and the track says, okay, that's it, go home. You know, until we get our stuff loaded up, the sun's back out, the track's dried off. Let's, you know, why couldn't we be racing?
Yeah, you're leaving and it's
right. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yep. You know, and we've been at more than enough racetracks where that's happened to us already. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, the track's in the business of making money, and, you know, if it's going to rain, they're going to not make money on it, but, you know, it would be nice for them to put a little bit of effort into it, too, for us, but that's here nor there. We're still stupid enough. We'll come right back to next week and say, please, can we do it again?
Uh-huh. Now, favorite tracks you like to run on? You like the big tracks? Do you like the little tracks? I mean,
you know what? I'm sure.
Sort of sees a variety.
Yeah, there's a pretty big variety to it. I'm sort of more partial to the 3/8 and third miles, you know, smaller tracks. But lately, we've been having some really good luck with the big tracks too. So I can't really say that we have a good track or a bad track or whatever. But, you know, I'd almost rather say let's go race Grandview every week. But I know when my dad owned the car. Being a car owner, he didn't want to see us go to Grandview.
Yeah.
You know, that's, we end up tearing a lot of equipment. You know, you could tear up a lot of equipment at Grandview in a short amount of time, and, you know, it's I love the place, and we either have really good runs or there's some balled up equipment at the end of the night. So, you know, it pretty much don't matter to me. We go to a track. That's my new favorite track for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can't, doing all the traveling that we do, I can't go into it with the mentality of, I really don't like this place, we just need to not be here.
Right.
You know, every track's got to be, you know, we're there, I gotta like it, it's got to be right in my head with me that, you know.
Oh, yeah, because you're strapping into a monster, man.
Yep, it's, you know, you just do what you got to do, and, tell yourself everything's going to be peachy fine at the end of the night, and you know, let's just go racing and go for a win.
Because when you're strapping into a 358, you know, 360 sprint car, and you're in underneath that wing, and it's all by yourself, man, your mind's a spinning.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, you sort of like to think that, but drivers are relatively simple creatures too, so there's not a whole lot of thought process into a whole lot of what we do, but there is a, you know, in the same respect too, pretty much just hold it to the floor and see who gets there first.
You got to love it.
You know.
So you're going to follow the URC tour, the whole tour?
Yeah, pretty much so.
For your run for points?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll try and get Kenny a repeat for him. Mm-hmm. I'd like to get my first one.
Yeah.
And we probably are going to try and hit some extra races in between here. We have majority of July off from URC, so we might try and hit a couple of races in here and there. But, at some point, too, we also have to do a little bit of the family thing. So,
mm-hmm.
It is nice having some time off, but too much time off, I get myself into trouble with making other stuff in the garage. And,
mm-hmm.
too much time on my hands is a bad thing.
Right. Now, can you take some of your setup, notebook that you guys had from your team and transfer it over to the 25 this year, or is it pretty much a clean slate?
No, pretty much most of our notebook's going to go with it. We're pretty much running the deal. Everything's up at my garage.
Okay.
So it's basically our deal. It's just... We're supposed to run it as our deal. It's just that Kenny's paying for it.
Okay.
He doesn't want to make any calls on it at the racetrack. We're going to still keep my dad as the crew chief and all that. And, pretty much run the same program that we've been running, just with another new car.
That's a great opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's a great deal. And, I am really excited, looking forward to this year. It's been nothing but great for us so far, and Kenny's pretty much awesome. He, whatever I ask for, and I'm not even asking for that much, and he's saying, I'll just go for it,
mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much what any driver would wish to have, and it's just a really huge honor to have him, ask me to drive his car, and
right. So now, here's the other thing. Now, there's a lot of racing on a Sunday now at Grandview Speedway.
I heard that. I heard that.
There's some midgets. There's some 305s. Here's your opportunity to put the word out.
I've heard it. I don't have anything lined up yet, but, it could be a possibility.
Did you ever drive a midget, Josh?
No.
Would you like an opportunity to drive one?
I'd give it a shot.
They look like fun.
They do put on a really good race.
Yes, they do.
It's wingless is a little bit different. I don't know how that would go, but it's been quite a few years since I've ran anything wingless, so
mm-hmm. It's a different ball game.
It's a completely different ball game. But I also wouldn't be opposed to a 305 for
sure.
Even just to. Extra laps at a track that we run at can't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What'd you run wingless?
Probably 2005, 2006 when USAC came.
I remember it was a while ago.
Yeah, it's been quite a few years. I think we did 3 years in a row with them. It was one of those things running.
You had
to. Yeah. When they first came back, we had when USAC first came, we did it. It was one of those things that. It was different, and by the time that we would run 2-3 races with them, by the time that our second or third race was coming along, we were finally getting caught up to those guys, and it just wasn't enough. We were spending too much time catching up to those guys to.
Yeah.
And you can't run against.
Right. And then you got to get ready for your regular gig anyways.
Yeah. And that was two or three races during the week. We'd run Saturday night and then Tuesday at Grandview or something like that, and then we go to Wednesday at Diamond, and then we still have to get ready for, switch everything back over again back to, our regular 360 deal or our 410 deal at that time, the 1 year, and it was just too much, and then it actually made our weekly program suffer from switching everything over. But, I'd certainly like to give it all a shot.
People think you just take the wing off and go. It ain't like that.
I really wish it was that simple, but it's
not. Yeah, how about it?
Mm-hmm. it, and I've always pretty much said if it's got wheels on it, I'm interested in driving it. You know, I'll give anything a try once and maybe even a second time to see if the first time I just screwed it up that bad.
Did you ever run a modified?
No.
No? Nope. What, did you just start straight out of open
wheel? What do you call modified, Josh? What do you refer to a modified as?
What do you want me to call them? The correct thing or what I call them?
What you call them?
They're either mud turtles or I can't even think of my second one.
Flying dumpster?
Yeah, flying dumpster's one of them. mud turtles, flying dumpsters. It pretty much all works out the same.
Yeah. So how did you get into racing? I mean, you know, where'd you start racing? What was your first car you raced?
We ran 9 years old. I started with quarter midgets. And then I think we did that for 4 years and moved up to 270 micros and then did that for 2 years. And then the third year we ran a 270 and a 600 and then just the season of just with the 600. And then we moved on to the sprint cars in 03. So.
All right. Well, you know, the 600s are wingless now.
We never actually ran anything with the – I think we had one 600 race that was wingless. Yeah, and that was pretty much unheard of at that time because that was...
Yeah, that was very early on.
Yeah. That would have been 01, 02. Yeah, mm-hmm. And that was well before anybody thought that, hey, this would be good racing.
Yeah.
We did run a couple of races with the 270 wingless up at Borger Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think we ran the 600 wingless at Kutztown. But that was a couple of owners before Tobias has it now.
Right.
Right. Have you been to Kutztown on a Wednesday night? Have you ever been up there to see any races?
Yeah. That's only, you know, 10 minutes from the house. And one guy that helps us with the car, his son was running up there this past year. So we were out there almost every week for it. You know, those 600 guys, they put on a hell of a show.
Yeah, they put on a good show. Hey, would you guys like to race down to World Finals this year? It'd be different than sitting outside the box.
It's
pretty wild down there.
It's pretty wild down there. We've done that. We actually ran it the first couple of years. We had a 410. We went down and ran. It's that's a lot of work for, you know, and it's everything that whole weekend is just dependent on what your Thursday night time trials are.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a tough deal. You're going down there with 60, 70, 410 showing up for a 24-car field, and you know, we certainly at that point did not have the money to go up against these guys, just like we don't have the money for it now. And in all honesty, I'd almost rather just go down and watch that one.
Watch.
You know, maybe if we had a 410 deal every week, mm-hmm. you know, because 410s are just so much of a difference from a 360 car. It's not something that you can just throw a 410 in and go and be competitive with the guys on the Outlaws or, you know, go and be, you know, competing for a win at the Grove, every, you know, the first night out with it. It's one of those things that you have to really work out, get your, you know, everything just happens a little bit quicker with the 410s. And it's pretty much just one of those things that I'm good with. I'm not good with going down, but I'm good with going down.
Right.
Yeah, I'll just, you know, it's a vacation at the end of the year.
Yeah, and you enjoy yourself better on the side we're on.
No.
Are you a good fan of watching? Are you
no,
a fan?
I'm a horrible fan.
You're not a fan?
No, I'm a horrible fan. I can't do this. I can't do the grandstands. I cannot sit in there. Even the pits are pretty miserable for me because I still get to see, you know, then you go and see the cars, you know, everybody's working on them. You're thinking, well, that really should be me, but, you know, and then every year I just say to my wife, why did we come down here again?
Uh-huh.
You know, I just get myself so worked up. I want to go racing. At the end of the year, we could have two more races in, and we're not coming back again this year. And then October comes around. Yeah, let's go back down again. You know, but we, you know, pretty much the only time that I'll watch a race, like I said, when we go out to Kutztown, but we're there helping somebody else with a car. Much more than that, if we're not racing ourselves, we'll go out for the National Open at Williams Grove and maybe a couple of races at Grandview, you know, the 410 shows at Grandview, the USAC show. But much more than that, I don't want to be near a race car, a racetrack unless I'm in a race car.
That's funny. I don't know too many drivers that are fans. You know,
no.
They're good fans.
No, they're not. They don't make good fans.
No,
we're horrible at it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're horrible at it. That's great. God. So who's on the side of the 25 this year? Who's all sponsored wise, everything, and all that? What's going on with that?
We have Kenny's company, Eldrith Constructions, on the car. A longtime sponsor of mine was Assured Automation. And then I'm also on the side of the car with my company, Victory Auto Glass.
And how do you get a hold of you at Victory Auto Glass?
Number is 610-301-1520, and get you all fixed up with all this salt and gravel and everything on the road, and get you a brand new windshield in, look you all fancy and pretty up again.
Josh, have you made your 1 year anniversary yet for your new business?
Yep.
It has been?
Yep.
Congratulations.
Beginning of the year. Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Cool. Speaking of your sponsors, Eldrith Construction, how many years has he owned a car? Do you know off the top of your head? He's been around for a long time.
He's been around for a very long time. When we were down at his shop in December, when we were first down there talking to him about driving his car, walking through the shop, and he's got all the pictures of his race car, the race cars through the years, and I'm looking at wow, that car might be older than I am.
Wow.
He's been around for a long time.
And that's awesome, man. God bless him.
Yeah, no, it's good. He sort of took a break for a couple of years, but then, he came back and pretty much just loves racing and wants to see his race car on the track. So, we're going to...
He's based out of Maryland, correct?
Yeah. It's Rising Sun, Maryland. Yeah, not too far south of Lancaster.
Cool. Yeah, we love having guys around that long. It's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So, any plans to, like, travel? I mean, like, at the end of the year, New York, they got big races up in New York for Rolling Wheels, URC thing. Any maybe going up there and running any of that?
We might. I don't know so much about going up there at the end of the year. We're probably going to – we're looking at trying to get out to Eldora this year.
Nice.
Kenny's been out there with his son already, racing with his son. I've never been out there, and we sort of talked about it, and he seems to be okay with going out there. So if we can, at the time of the year when it comes around, if we have enough resources and everything left that we can add in an extra race, we'll probably try and shoot out there for
that'll be pretty
I think it's the weekend of the King's Royal, so it'd be sort of neat to go out for that.
I hear it is super bad fast, man.
I've heard that.
Right rear on the wall, baby.
Yeah, pretty much. I guess we don't really need to have a brake pedal in the car that weekend.
Nope.
But
nope. Just when you want to hit it, just scream.
Yeah.
Yeah, save weight, take it out.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I've understood it to be like. And, it's one of those tracks that's on my bucket list that I want to drive at before, not that I'm old or anything and need to think about getting out of a car, but you never know how long you're going to be in one of these things anymore. Yeah. That's on my list of tracks that I want to get to yet. Obviously Knoxville's one of them, but I just don't see how that one's going to play out.
It'll play out eventually for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way it will work out for you, but yeah. That's funny. You're not a fan of racing. I love that. Out of all the tracks, what's your biggest win you ever had? Your most memorable?
It's I've had the most wins at Grandview, and those are generally the more special ones because they are so close to home. We have more a lot of family, friends there, everything. I'd have to probably think. I mean, that's where I picked my first URC win up at. That one was pretty special. But you know what? The first one that I ever had, the first win that I had in a sprint car was down in North Carolina at Tri-County Speedway. And, that was one of those places that they hold 1,500 people in the stands, and that's it. And talking to the promoter after the night that, you know, we won that night, and we're still at the track Sunday mornings. We stayed at the track then, and he said, you know, we had like 6,000 people in here. You know, they're standing anywhere and everywhere that they can, you know, and that was just one of those, you know, it was the first time that they had sprint cars at the track in, you know, I think ever. And, you know, everybody was just so excited to see sprint cars down, you know, because that's basically late model country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was, that one was pretty cool, too.
Yeah. I think Dale got one like that. He got, you ever, Thunder Mountain up in New York?
No, I've never been that one.
No, Dale got a show up there with three, that should be, whoo.
Yeah.
You know, that one might.
He's putting some big shows together for sprint cars this year.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, and are you going to go down for that one? What, they got a show down in New Egypt?
Yeah, it's tentatively on the schedule. That's a pretty busy week for it. You know, the week before and after is a pretty busy week for us. But the money that he's putting together for that show, you almost can't not go to it.
Agreed.
You know, he's putting good money together, especially for a midweek show. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that awful far away from home, and we have won there before, and you know, Kenny's got wins there.
So
it's one of those things that we probably, it's almost a necessity without being a necessity type of race.
Right. Now, do you like it when the 410 guys come down and race against you guys on the URC tour, like at Sealands Grove and stuff like that? Because you know, sometimes you guys are running against them.
It's yes and no.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be different if they would come to a track that they're not used to. You know, we go into their backyard with, you know, for our big shows, you know, our big money shows, and they come in and you know, they basically beat up on us. You know, they beat up on the little guys. And we pretty much hold our own with them. But, you know, there is something said for a guy that races every week at the same racetrack. They are going to generally outdo the guys that just show up for 1, 2, 3, 4 nights a year. You know, it is what it is. We have to step our game up. Do I think it helps me as a driver? Yeah, probably. But, you know, it's also in the same respect a little bit frustrating, you know, seeing them do the same thing that I'm doing, but somehow they're driving away from me. You know, I follow them into the corner. I follow, you know, do the same thing that they're doing on the racetrack, and still somehow they're driving away from me, and I just that is an incredibly frustrating feeling.
A little dejecting.
Yeah, yeah.
You see that tail tank just getting further away.
Yeah, yep. You sit there. You know, you're thinking, oh, cool, I'm out here. You know, second, third. You know, I'm leading the race, whatever. Next thing you know, one of the regulars just comes and buzzes right past you. What the hell? I thought I was doing pretty good. Yeah. You know, I thought I was tied to the fence here, and you know, but it is what it is. It's, you know, it's just another race. You know, we can't go into those races with the feeling that we're going to get beat, because at that point we already beat ourselves.
I agree.
And we might as well just not even came that night.
Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, you have to go there on a trailer. When the trailer door's down, dude, it's game on.
Yep. Yep, everybody, you know, everybody has that same chance that night when the doors first opened to win that race. So, you know, it's pretty much the only way that you can go into it and actually be successful at it, thinking that you're going to go there winning every night.
Right. Hey, what's the dog's name? The Roddy.
The Big Roddy? Mine's Victory.
Victory.
Yep, he's the younger one, but he's the bigger one.
Mm-hmm.
That my parents have Peterbilt.
That's probably the most intimidating trailer. If you don't know, you go down to Josh out of the pits, you're like, yo.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. They do get a lot of attention. You know, sometimes a little bit more than I get.
Oh, uh-huh. Do they?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. See, the dogs play right in part with racing too.
Oh yeah. Yep. They. You know, a couple of years ago when we ran down at the World Finals, we had a. They had a theft problem in the pits. You know, when the cars were out on the track, they were actually going in and stealing stuff out of the trailers. The trailer next to ours had, you know, the women's purses stolen, the driver's wallet was stolen out of both trailers next to us. Our trailer had nothing touched with it. But the dogs were in the trailer.
You were the stealers.
Nah. Yeah, we were the guys that were doing it, yeah.
No kidding. So have you any, like, would you like to try a late model? Maybe.
I mean, they're
big now. The late models are taking off huge.
The late models actually interest me a little bit more than what the modifieds do.
Yeah.
To me, at least if I would be doing, you know, one of the 410 late models, you know, one of the big ones, that would be the one that I would want to, you know, get into. I just think they're pretty cool. You know, I don't really know how I'd react to driving the thing all jacked up like they are, but you know, it'd be something worth a shot to see see what it's like. The modifieds just look big and slow, and I know that I've talked to guys that have driven sprint cars and gotten into modifieds, and they said it's really not that bad, but they just don't really interest me that much. Not saying that I wouldn't drive one, because like I said, if it's got four wheels and a steering wheel to it, I'll drive it.
Right.
But the late models are just more interesting to me. I think they generally put on a better show than what the modifieds do. The races that I see them.
Yeah.
So.
We need a break? All right. I guess we're going for a break. Everybody ready?
Wow.
All right. Gotcha. All right. Let's go to break. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you,
rock,
guys.
Man.
Thanks for having me on.
Kick ass this year.
Yep, we'll do that.
All right. Yep. Thanks, Josh Feller. Appreciate it. You have a great season.
If we
give you a Lowdown and Dirty sticker, would you put it on your car?
Absolutely. I think there's actually one on there already.
Cool.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I get that good.
Yeah, thanks for being on. And we're going to continue this family affair as we introduce Miss Motorsports here in a few minutes. But we're going to get her mic'd up, and we're going to take a short break. But before we do that, I do want to announce some beer bashes that are coming up. We do have the Wayne File Beer Bash this Saturday, February 15th at 7 p.m. at the Hanover Inn in Palm, PA. Tickets are $25 apiece. And the Geezer Finelli and Randy Stout Beer Bash is March 1st, also at the Hanover Inn in Palm, PA at $25 apiece, 7 o'clock. Both of these parties include food, beer, soda, DJ, raffle prizes, all kind of fun stuff. I've been to the Wayne File party before. It's a lot of fun. So if you have a chance to get out to see either one of these gentlemen, like I said, February 15th for Wayne File and March 1st for Geezer Finelli and Randy Stout, stop out there and see that. Also, Ryan Kunkel, 358 driver, Granby Speedway, will have he'll be at the Fleetwood Garage on Route 662, Muslim Spring Road, with a live band, food, beer. Tickets are $25. That's also February 15th, 6 to 10. So if you're not doing anything this weekend, lots of parties to go to, good things happening. And we are going to take a break, so we're going to roll into the break. We're going to get Miss Motorsports Cassie Pinder mic'd up. We're going to have a little chat with her to end out the show, and we'll be right back in a few moments. So stay tuned, and thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody, this is your old pal Clarence on behalf of Low Down and Dirty. We're going to be talking about some wings tonight here from the Wingman Bar and Grill, located over here in East Greenville, Pennsylvania. The Wingman Bar and Grill serves the freshest, mild, hot, suicide, and tough guy wings if you can handle them. They also have a nice menu of hot and cold subs, pizza, wraps, and panini. The Wingman also has 12 beers on tap and a large selection of cold takeout beer. In addition to the fine eat-in dining experience, a large takeout menu, a wide assortment of beers on tap, the Wingman Bar and Grill also holds special events and entertainment such as Texas Hold'em Poker, trivia, karaoke, and from time to time they even have some live bands. Take advantage of Wingman's outdoor seating for the summer. Enjoy the summertime. The restaurant and bar open daily from 11:30 a.m. on up at about to 2 a.m. and a bar menu be available at the 10 p.m. So be sure to check out their website for weekly chef specials. You can find them at the web at www.wingmanbarandgrill.com. You can also find them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/TheWingmanBarandGrill. The Wingman Bar and Grill has been voted best wings in Philly for 4 years in a row. Also voted best burger 2010. For takeout service, call in your order at area code 267-923-5067. Stop on by and bring some friends and make a night of it. The Wingman Bar and Grill is located at the shops at Upper Hanover in downtown East Greenville, PA. Stop on in. Clarence will be over there eating some wings and chowing down. Grab a beer and have some fun. Let's all go to the Wingman in East Greenville. Cajun's Candle is a family-owned company that makes the finest quality hand-poured candles you'll find anywhere, in many different colors, sizes, and scents. They use only the best wax and scents to ensure your candle performs to its very best, each and every time. Cajun's uses a unique blend of hybrid wax that consists of a 50% soy and a 50% paraffin mixture, enabling the best of both worlds in candle making. The soy base is to ensure a cleaner burn while being environmentally friendly, and the paraffin is used to achieve a great scent throw and the ability to add color nicely, giving those bright, vibrant colors that catch your eyes. Cajun's Candles carries a wide variety of gel candles as well. Need a fundraiser for your school or church? Candles make a great item to use for fundraisers for any type of function you may have. Give Cajun's Candles a call at 610-960-5677 or find them on the web at www.cajunscandles.com. And for all you Facebook users, be sure to like them at Facebook at facebook.com/Cajun's Candle. Diamond Disposal offers a wide variety of disposal services, including residential and commercial weekly service, roll-off dumpster service, competitive pricing, and special contracting rates. Diamond Disposal serves the Berks County and surrounding areas. For competitive rates and prompt, friendly service, please give Diamond Disposal a call at 610-845-1117. Or visit them on the web at www.DiamondDisposalLLC.com. For all of our loyal listeners here at Lowdown and Dirty, Diamond Disposal has been kind enough to offer a one-month free trash removal if you sign on with Diamond Disposal and mention that you heard about this promotion right here on Lowdown and Dirty. So give the fine folks at Diamond Disposal a call and see what kind of savings they have for you. And remember, don't let your cash go out with the trash. Call Diamond Disposal, 610-845-1117. For 26 years, Joe Adams Lettering LLC has been providing graphics and lettering to a large base of clientele throughout the United States, and even as far away as St. Martin's, Netherlands Antilles. Services include signs, truck lettering, race car lettering, logo design, and much, much more. Joe Adams Lettering LLC is the graphic provider of choice for many of the local schools, churches, athletic departments, racetracks, and promoters alike. Our friendly service and attention to detail ensures that our clients are receiving the finished product that they want, need, and desire. Starting a company and need to get recognized? We have full branding capabilities, from logo concepts to the finished product, placed right on your sign, company truck, van, letterhead, and business cards. All done right here, in-house, at our Bechtelsville facility. Joe Adams Lettering LLC custom designing capabilities set you apart from the competition. We provide custom t-shirt artwork, banners, yard signs, magnetic signs, billboards, and much, much more. Take advantage of our full printing capabilities and get noticed. From small window decals to full wraps, we got you covered. Give us a call at 484-638-0931. Or you can check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Joe Adams Lettering LLC and like us so you can keep up with some of the latest happenings. Look for our logo on the side of a race car at a local track near you. And remember, love the A,
and the A will love you back.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for some more Lowdown and Dirty. We are now joined by 2014 Miss Motorsports, Miss Cassie Pender. Cassie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You are the first person we've ever had on the show that took a selfie 10 seconds prior to you going on the air.
I have to update my Facebook page.
Is that what they're called, selfies?
That's a selfie.
A selfie.
I learned something new today.
We can take a selfie later if you want.
We also learned that there's not a Mr. Motorsports. We talked about our good friend Ryan Taylor repping last year for 2013 with Katie Totaro. He was Mr. Motorsports. We dubbed him that. There is no Mr. Motorsports this year.
Hopefully that'll change.
So you come from a very little background on you. I've known you for several years. You have come through the quarter midget ranks. Your sister, who is married to Josh Weller, who was just on a show, your sister Tina also raced. Your mother and father very heavily involved in the quarter midget track at Phoenixville. So you've been growing up around this your whole entire life. I think this is a very perfect fit for you to be Miss Motorsports this year. And how did it feel to win?
It felt great. Growing up around racing, I raced quarter midgets at Phoenixville Raceway from when I was 5 until I was 17. Like you had said, my sister had raced quarter midgets as well. My parents are still heavily involved in the Phoenixville Raceway. My dad's the vice president of the track, and my mom is the secretary of the quarter midget track. And they also do a lot of other things with different quarter midget racing. So it felt really great to win. I felt like it's something that I've always wanted to do, and it was something that – it was like a goal that I had. And I finally was established at work, and I was able to give my time this year.
You might have had the biggest hearing suction in the grandstands that night at Miss Motorsports.
I did. I had friends and my family there and a lot of the girls from work. It was actually really cool because I had a group of people there that have never maybe been to the races before or anything like that. So it was really cool to get them involved, even if it was just to the motorsports show. But I'm looking forward to bringing them to the races this year.
Good. Now what is there any tracks you are interested in going to? I mean, because, you know, you're representing racing this year.
Got a favorite
you want to go?
I'm very excited to go to Super Dirt Week. It's somewhere that I've always wanted to go. This is the perfect reason to go now. I also want to go to different tracks that are local that I haven't been to as well to represent the motorsports.
Joe, what are you doing?
Taking selfies.
No, I'm not taking a selfie. Not taking a selfie.
A bathroom selfie.
No, those are the worst. Come on. You're better than that. So, Josh, during the break there, told me that I'm not supposed to hammer you. I'm supposed to ask you just simple, plain yes and no questions. Should I just keep following suit there, or should I just make things tough for you?
I think I might have blown him away already.
Really?
I'm just kidding.
Let's just all take selfies. Let's put the mics up and take selfies.
I don't even know where my phone even is. This young lady got hers, like, right there.
Yeah. She was panicking there a little bit. She had to get some power to it. She was like, it's like an addict, man. Got to get some power to this thing.
Yeah. You never been to Super Dirt Week?
I have never been to Super Dirt Week, ever.
Wow. You know what I mean?
You're going to be doing a lot of venues that you've never done before. So
I'm excited. Very excited.
What is your first public appearance?
I had gone to the weekend after motorsports. I went down to New Jersey and attended the Northeast Dirt Tour banquet for quarter midget racing.
Mm-hmm.
So I attended that banquet, helped to hand off the awards, met some kids, some of the drivers and their families, handed out little goodie bags for them, and PJ Oliver was there with me as well, and we were there to sign autographs for the kids. So they were really excited. And then the following weekend I had Atlantic City, so that was super exciting. I've never been to it before, so the indoor racing was really fun. I had brought my best friend with me there, and she's never been racing before, and to be in the infield, she was so excited. She loved it. She's ready for racing.
She's a race fan now?
She is a race fan. She loved it. And then I had a weekend off. I didn't do anything that weekend, and last weekend I was in Trenton, New Jersey on Saturday night for the indoor race. and that was a lot of fun as well. And I did go on Sunday, and Sunday was just a blast. I spent the day with Little Miss Motorsports, Ava. She's super cute. She felt so honored to be there. She rocked it. She did so good. So it was a lot of fun to be with her for the day. She handed out the trophies to the drivers. It was just cool to be back to quarter midget racing, since that's where I came from. And the kids loved it. Actually, what made my day was at the end of the day, I don't know if it was a dad that was there or who it was. It wasn't anyone that was running the show or anything like that, but he had come up to me and he just thanked me for being there and that the kids really appreciated it. So for me, it just made my day.
That's awesome. Good stuff. Scotty?
Hey, Joe, you got me?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just want to mention that if you want to call in and you got a question for Cassie, we got a call-in line, 646-649-1899.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Spot,
yeah.
I thought it was a good idea.
Call in,
people. Great idea.
Go
ahead. Yeah, come
call
on.
In. That number
give
again
a shout.
Is 646-649-1899.
Here's your opportunity to speak to Miss Motorsports. She's twirling her hair right now. She's getting a little nervous. She's
I'm blushing,
edgy.
Actually.
Little edgy. I think it's a great idea. I hope somebody calls in with something completely off the wall.
That's not right.
Now, you've done all this indoor stuff here, obviously, with the, you know, it's that time of the year. It's winter, so that's the only thing going on. What is going to be your first outdoor public appearance?
My first outdoor public appearance, considering going to Ceilings Grove.
For the icebreaker?
Yeah, if not the 14th and the 15th, possibly just the 15th. I have to see with my work schedule what's going to work out. But definitely I will be at Bridgeport. I already have it figured out. I will be at Bridgeport for the race on the 29th then, Saturday the 29th.
Now, when you go to these different venues, do you have posters to sell? Do you have cards or anything to give out that you can autograph? Do you have anything like that going on yet?
I do have pictures as of now, since I was blonde for the pageant, and since I was red for the pageant, and I'm normally blonde, I'm waiting for my hair to get back to normal now, because I'm a hairdresser. So once all that's squared away, I definitely 100% will be making my posters, and I hope they will turn out great. So we have a lot of great ideas going on with the posters. So once I get my hair squared away, we'll have posters at the tracks.
It's a hair issue at this point in time.
That's it. All right. Yeah. I was...
The struggles in my life.
Yeah. Do you make your own schedule, for all the races you want to attend?
Yep, absolutely. Definitely the racetracks. If there's anyone out there that wants to have an appearance of myself at their track, get in contact with me. I have gone on various websites for different local racetracks and figured out what their big races are and what works with my schedule and things I can work into my schedule to go to. But there might be a few things that I missed or I wasn't sure of or that are added in that I wasn't aware of. So if there's anything that someone would like me to attend, bring it to my attention and I'll do my best I can because I would love to go. I'm trying to get to as many things as I can this year. It's only 1 year, so I need to make the best out of it.
That's a very positive attitude.
Yes. And how do they get in contact with you?
I do have a Facebook page. It's Miss Motorsports 2014, Cassie Pender. Or you can email me at MissMotorsports2014@AOL.com. Not giving out my phone number, though. Sorry.
That a girl.
Yeah. Call me. I have it.
Yeah.
I'll give it
out.
Joe will give it out.
Yeah.
So what, out of all the races, what's your favorite racing? Your favorite division? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, growing up, I went to Grandview, so I definitely love the modifieds and late models, and now, because of my brother-in-law, I do like sprint cars. They're a little fast, they flip a lot, and they're a little scary, but I get over it, because I like to watch Shosh race, so I would definitely say late models, modifieds, and sprint cars. Growing up, my favorite drivers were Timmy McCready. I loved him. My sister's favorite driver as well. We loved him growing up. And then my favorite late model driver was Chuck Schutz. And now my favorite driver is my brother-in-law, of course, Josh Feller.
And
good
Josh
answer.
Wants to drive a late model.
I'm sorry?
Josh wants to drive a late model.
Hey. Anyone want to give Josh a late model ride? Or me, maybe? I have some experience, just saying.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Cass, I got some good news for you. Apparently, we have a caller on the line.
Or callers.
Somebody is number one here, according to Miss Motorsports. Hello, and welcome to Lowdown and Dirty.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. How about yourself? Who am I speaking to?
You know, Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown?
Mr. Brown. Yeah.
Mr. Brown. I am familiar with Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown, how are you today?
You know, I am very good. How about yourself?
I am doing fabulous. Do you have a question for Miss Motorsports 2014?
You know what? Yes, I do.
Okay.
I would like to know how many more times she is going to change her hair color before her season is over.
Well, Corey, I'm sticking to the blonde now because it's me. Thanks for asking.
This is Mr. Brown. I have no idea who this Corey person
yes.
is.
Yeah, who are you talking about?
I just blew your spot up. I'm so sorry.
It's like paparazzi's here, too. Cameras are flashing.
How
this
about
is insane.
It?
You brought a posse
you brought
along,
it, man.
I bring a posse everywhere I go.
You bring a what?
You bring a what?
Wait, is that what it's called?
No, yes, it's what it's called. No, it's cool. It's cool. I knew I'd stump you.
I
knew I'd get you.
I would embarrass myself one time right no, there.
I was just making sure that you brought your posse.
I am blushing now.
No, it's all good. It's all good. We're not going to pick on you. Well, we really appreciate Mr. Brown calling in for his question. That was very nice of him. If anybody else wants to call in, they certainly can do that. And again, that phone number is 646-649-1899. If you have any questions whatsoever for Miss Motorsports, Cassie Pinder, please feel free to dial in and ask her anything you'd like. Whip's getting hugs. There's just love everywhere in the air. It's just,
what's up with that?
I don't know. I don't know. You are a rock star, Whip.
And I'm just a legend.
You know, here, we're gonna relay a story here, okay? Cassie, we're going to take a break from you just a second, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Some time to recover here.
Oh, she needs time for recovery. All right. Well, Whip gives me a call middle of last week and says, dude, you're not going to believe what happened.
Dude, you ain't going to believe it, dude. I'm serious.
Uh-oh.
I'm in the Wawa. Uh-oh. And this guy, I said, he's commenting about this guy's shirt, you know? And the guy turns around and he says, Whippy, great show last night. You guys hit a home run, you know? Whippy didn't know the guy. He had no idea, right? Oh, he gets recognized in a Wawa in the middle of Allentown. You know,
unbelievable.
Joe, what did I call? I called and told you, you know, you and I couldn't get recognized at a family reunion, but
no,
he gets recognized in the
everywhere.
Middle of Allentown.
Everywhere.
You know, Cassie can only hope she can get this much notoriety.
If you can get to that level, Cass.
She will. She's Miss Motorsports.
Yeah, but she's still not
surpass
you.
Surpassed it. She'll surpass it. You know?
I can only hope.
See that?
There you go.
She agrees.
I'm just a myth.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Cassie, would you like to try driving anything bigger than a quarter midget? Would you like trapping it? How about, did they ever let you push off in a sprint car yet?
Yeah.
How about heating the motor?
I'm always up for a challenge, I will say that, so why not? Let's ask him. Bring it on.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
You can take your sprinter out one time for heating the motor?
I'll wear the crown.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's good answer, Kelly. Josh. Josh said he's not the car owner.
Good answer.
Mm-hmm. That was a
I'll
very
send a nice
good answer.
Letter to him.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think I'll stick to posing next to it. I'm just kidding.
It's been about 5 years since you raced, right? 4 or 5 years.
Three or four.
Yeah.
I stopped when I was 17.
Okay.
Four.
She got her calculator out for that, which was her right hand. It was 4 years.
So
I thought New York for a minute.
No, so I mean, do you miss racing?
I do. I definitely do. I will say, off the track, I do like to be involved with all the fans and doing Thunder on the Hill with the Millers. I really got to experience a whole different look at racing, because it was always, you know, I'm in the pits, I'm, you know, behind the wheel, and now it's like I get to interact with the fans and get them involved with everything, and I think that's really, really important. I mean, yes, you're there to watch the race, but it's also good to have extras going on and things to get people more involved. And
I agree.
Like I said, I like to bring, I think it's really cool that, you know, to bring new people into racing that have never been involved with it before to see, like, the excitement that they have for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something that the sport needs. We need to get younger people involved somehow or another because, unfortunately, all the racetracks I go to, I keep seeing the same faces, and we're all getting older.
Yeah, also, too, I wanted to mention that Phoenixville Raceway, where I used to race, they're doing a driver experience day. Mm-hmm. I'm almost positive that it's on March 15th. It's a Saturday.
I do believe it is. I announced it last week. Yeah.
Okay. So you can bring your child down to try out racing before you would go and make the purchase of all the equipment just to see if they would like it. So it's a great way to get your kids involved.
It's only like $20. You know, so if your little Johnny or Susie has an interest in maybe racing, and instead of you going out and spending $4,000 or $6,000 for a car, and you realize that Johnny or Susie is scared to death and doesn't like it.
Or Johnny's a ballerina.
Or he could be anything. This driving experience stuff is a great idea. I don't know who came up with it, and it's been going on for a couple of years now. But for a mere $20, you can get your child behind the wheel. They have cars down there. You don't just come as you are. You know, they'll get you all fixed up. I believe there's helmets and stuff down there, correct?
I'm pretty sure. I'm almost positive. There's a ton of information on Phoenix Hill's website about it.
Yes.
I think it's mcqmrc.com.
That is correct.
See, man, you are on it.
I'm wise. You better watch it.
And this is what's so nice about Katie last year and Cassie this year. It's so nice to have girls that are representing Miss Motorsports that are so knowledgeable about what's going on. I mean, both are very beautiful young ladies, and that's all part of the package, but when there's a little bit of substance behind it, too, I think when your father was actually at my shop a few days before Motorsports, and he told me you were running for it, and I said, I hope she wins. She'd be a great representative. And it turns out, 2 or 3 days later, there you are. So I was very happy for you.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Quite
yeah.
Welcome.
We're all very excited. It'll be fun. It'll be a good year for myself, my friends, my family, and also the racing community. I think we have a lot to look forward to this year.
I hope you like driving because you're going to be doing a lot of it to get to these different tracks.
I have been already. And you know what? I actually kind of like it because it's some time to myself.
Ah.
A little cool down time.
Yeah.
It's
little
nice
me time.
And relaxing, exactly. Mm-hmm. Put on some good music. Get
maybe,
to the races.
You know what? Perhaps your mother could drive you to one of the local racetracks.
Oh, geez. That's a scary thought.
Uh-oh. We're.
It was so nice to throw your mom under the bus.
You know, it's cold up at Syracuse.
I know, and I have to wear a bikini. Hey, whatever. It's worth it.
It's worth it. It's only one day.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an occupational
hazard.
Yeah,
come on. You can do it.
I'll live.
Yeah.
I'll live.
Think
I'm not worried
about it. Think of this a polar plunge for racing.
Yeah, right?
There's something a Miss Motorsports has never done. The
I
polar plunge.
That. I'll wear the crown.
Just the crown?
No,
yeah,
not.
Just a crown. Wow.
How did we get to the polar plunge?
Yeah. So, did any former Miss Motorsports give you any tips?
I had spoken to Katie after I had won, just asking her different things about my website. My Facebook page, and just little questions. I liked how she made up her own Facebook page for being Miss Motorsports. I thought that was a great idea. Her and Ryan have been really, really great to help me if I have any questions with anything, and they said they're there to help me for my posters if I have any questions. I also have spoke to Karen, who had won a few years ago as well. I'm going up to Motorama this Sunday because there's quarter midget racing there. I'm just going to make it up Sunday because I have work on Saturday, but at least I can get there on Sunday. So I spoke to Karen a lot because of getting ready for Motorama and just to speak with her about that. Chelsea Miller, good friends with her. So she helped me with a lot, and she's still helping me with a lot. So it's really good. The girls are great, really great. A lot of help.
Cassie, did you do your photo shoot yet for the poster?
I did not. No.
Oh, okay. So... You'll be pulling that soon. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Joe. So, now, when you won at Miss Motorsport, that was like I never heard a crowd screaming at Motorsports like that. Where did you bring them all?
I had my friends there, my family, and girls from work. And it was just super exciting. I was shocked. I didn't know how to react. I just received my DVD in the mail today from the Miss Motorsports pageant, and I told everyone that I'm like, I honestly do not remember at all anything that I did on stage, because when I get in the zone and I get in the moment, I just go and do my thing, and I can't tell you what I did, but it worked, whatever I did, so I was happy. I was excited. My adrenaline was rushing. That's what happened.
I mean, that's pretty big, because, I mean, Miss Motorsports is like, that's like the 25th year now? So, I mean, that's pretty big.
Yeah, there was a lot of good competition there. The girls are great. The girl that came in second, Lainey, I still speak with her a lot. She's a really, really great girl. She lives about 4 hours from me, but we're still going to try and plan some appearances since she's Miss Area Auto Racing News. So it's really cool, and it was really nice for the whole experience, but it was nice to, like, walk away with a close friend as well, and along with all the other girls too. But her and I just really hit it off, and we hung out the whole day, and we just had a really great time, and we still text each other once in a while, and she's just a really great girl. So it was nice to meet a friend along the way too.
That's great. Is there any backstage cattiness with all those pretty girls trying to vie for the same crown?
We actually had a few fist fights.
No way!
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool.
See, this is the stuff you don't hear about.
Air was cold. I'm just kidding. No. Everyone got along really, really well. We were good motivators for each other. You know, we just tried to keep everyone excited and pumped up. I will say, though, before I went out, my calf muscles, I got like a Charlie horse in my calf muscles, and I couldn't move my legs. So thank God for Katie. She was rubbing my legs for me before I went out on stage, or I probably would have collapsed. God for Katie. We had a little malfunction, so it worked out well. But yeah, all the girls are really great. We had a great time.
Miss Motorsports went out, she went out hurt.
I know. I was hurting already. I pushed right through it.
Way to take one for the team.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Aubrey. My niece is here. Hi.
She's like, what's on your head?
Yeah. She was silly at Cassie. So Aubrey will be racing quarter midgets, I'm sure. She's 2.5 now, so she has a few more years. And hopefully she will be doing the Little Miss and Tiny Miss Motorsports and then regular Miss Motorsports. So I'm also looking forward to doing a lot with the Little Miss Motorsports and Tiny Miss Motorsports this year, because I just know that involving them in everything I can, that they would love it, and it would put a big smile on their face.
That's pretty cool. Do you know the names of those two young ladies? Apparently, she does not know the names of those two young ladies, and that's okay. We'll get those. We'll get those later. If you could see the look I'm getting right now, it's all good.
Well, Ava is Little Miss Motorsports.
Okay, see, that's a help.
What'd you do? You made her mad.
Yeah, I did. I love that. That just cracks me up. Hey, thanks for coming in, Cass.
Thanks, Joey. Yep, love you, too.
You guys go back, don't you? You've known her since she's grown up.
Here we go. Tell the story.
Known her for a long time.
That's cool.
Probably since you're, what, about 10?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Eight, 9, 10? What's that?
Back in the quarter midget days.
Back in the quarter midget days. Yep. Known her for a long time. Known her whole family for a long time. They're very nice people. Except for her mother. Her mother's not nice. I'm just teasing you. I'm sorry. Her mother's in attendance. That's why I'm picking on her. Her mother's a very, very nice lady and does a ton of things for Montgomery County Quarter Midget Club, a.k.a. Phoenixville. So I had to throw Mom under the bus.
Absolutely.
She deserves it. And why isn't Dad here tonight?
My dad is attending a viewing right now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear that.
The little girl from, she races at Phoenixville. Her dad had suddenly passed away, so very, very sad. She's a sweet little girl, too. So
I think they're
going to do their best and have a race still this year.
Well, all of us here at Low Down and Dirty can send our condolences out to that family. And we'll all send prayers for them. And hopefully everybody gets by the best that they can right now at this hard time. So, yeah, I had no idea that that was going on this evening.
Are you into motorcycle racing?
Motorcycle?
Yeah.
I can be. I'm kind of into anything. I would never get on a motorcycle again because they scare the hell out of me. I literally think I was going like 30 miles an hour, and I was like thinking I was doing 90. I'm screaming. I'm like, I can't take this. That's just not my thing for some reason.
All right.
I don't like being on it, but I don't mind watching it.
Because here's the thing. If there's an event that you might want to attend, it's that event April 26th down at MetLife Stadium, Supercross in New York.
Okay, I'll look into it.
That might be, because that'll be huge, you know? So.
Absolutely.
We were thinking about Mike and Josh up. Maybe Josh could ask you a few questions.
Oh, here we go. I think I just got my microphone wet.
Yeah, you should probably lift that up before you drink out of your cup. Josh Weller, welcome back to the show.
All right, here we go.
We have never had guest interview a guest.
No, this is pretty cool, but we've never had a brother-in-law, sister-in-law guest either. This is pretty amazing.
See, I really don't have that many questions to ask her, though.
Do you have any, like, really bad questions to ask her, though? Just anything to make her a little uptight, nervous?
There's a few, but I don't know if I want to throw those out there. Just
write them down. I'll ask them.
Oh, okay, I can do that.
Yeah. Don't embarrass me.
No, you're doing very well. You're doing very well. And there is a question coming in here. I have to see how that is.
Uh-oh.
I have to see what that is there. How's PJ?
PJ is very, very well.
Is this nightwear, or is this a human being?
Hey.
Well, I... how's PJ? So is that nightwear, or is this a human being?
Or it could be a dog.
It's a little bit of both.
You're going to stick
just,
more with
how
the
about
nightwear.
We just keep it, how about we keep it simple? Who does she like more, me or her sister?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. On the spot.
I'm sorry, my sister. Good. But I love you, too.
That hurts, Josh.
That actually hurts a lot.
I'm sorry. It's my sister.
Oh, he's my favorite race car driver. He's the best. He's the... Oh, no, now all of a sudden...
Yeah,
nothing.
Now all of a sudden the truth actually comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I have to get some extra paper towels over here to wipe the tears off of Josh's eyes. I hope you're satisfied with yourself, young lady.
Why so sad?
Okay, she's doing a research paper on Scotty's computer right now.
She hijacked.
Can we help you out with anything here? Yeah. You're writing a thesis on something? You're writing a thesis on why you hate your brother-in-law and love your sister so much? Is that what the deal is right now?
I'm just getting back up here in case I'm thrown with any fire.
She hacked, right? She jumped all over it.
Like, why are you hacking into my bank account, dude?
I need some outfits for this year.
Wow. I've never seen that.
This is unprecedented.
No. We can't even get on half the time.
Like
I got the magic touch.
You should just have her around to do all this. She gets you all hooked up with everybody's computer. You should just have her around all the time.
Oh, my God. You should see what I just found on here. I'm just kidding.
What are you looking? What's she? She's a... Dude, she's...
I think we should have a selfie competition on my Miss Motorsports page.
Oh, what?
There you go.
Selfie competition.
Oh, that's that picture you take of yourself. That's what they're called.
Yeah, we're
going
to take
it. I forgot it all.
Post
them. Put that out there.
I thought we were going to have to explain that one to you.
Yeah, I didn't have a clue. You know? I really did.
Oh, my
it's
dear
like
Lord.
It's like a color contest. I just know there's no color contest.
You didn't understand that part either.
No.
You have learned so much tonight, Whip.
How about it? I'm like educated.
Learned so much tonight.
Miss Motorsport, you got a good attitude, man. You ain't afraid of shit.
I can take anyone's shit. Let's face it. I like to have a good time. It's whatever.
Yeah. This is different Miss Motorsport.
Oh, Scotty's not mic'd up right now, but he just said he never had this much trouble with Katie when she was Miss Motorsport.
Oh, I'm a troublemaker now.
Uh-huh. No, not now. You've always been, honey.
Yeah.
Not just now.
I like to keep it real.
Not
yes,
just now.
It's hot.
He got himself a wildfire.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's great. Is there anybody you would like to thank?
Yes.
Definitely Bob and Donna Miller, just because of starting out with Thunder on the Hill. That definitely taught me a lot with different like fan interactions and helping mm-hmm. like working with sponsors and the tracks, just basically knowing what to do. Mm-hmm. And then my parents, of course, because of all my quarter midget racing, and my grandparents, and Josh, and my sisters, and my family, my friends, and my coworkers, and everyone that came to support me at Motorsports and has supported me this long, and it's really great. It'll be a great year. I'm super excited. And you guys, of course, for allowing me on the show and taking my crap all night.
Oh, this will be the last time, sister.
I'm actually getting escorted right now out of the building by the police.
Yes.
Did you notice how I actually came before her sister?
I was
going to
say
time.
That. You were mentioned
yeah,
first. I did pick up on that. So there's a little
tiny piece
in that dark chasm where a heart would be in her body that is reserved
for you. There is hope in it, yes.
A little bit.
You better take that sprint car out and put heat in the motor.
I guess that's what it takes now.
Unfortunately, we're running out of time, Cassie. I appreciate you being on the show tonight. We wish you all the best of luck in the world for 2014.
You, Rick, you're a good girl. Go.
Be sure to stop by and check out Miss Motorsports 2014, Cassie Pinder, on Facebook so you can find out where she's at. Josh Weller, thank you so much for being our guest again. We love return guests to the show. You guys are always welcome anytime you like. Tonight was a lot of fun. We appreciate everybody coming
Thanks
out here tonight.
Out.
Everybody
thank
gets
you.
A round of applause
thank
here. This
you.
Is a very nice job. Thank you. You all had a blast tonight here at the Wingman Bar and Grill in East Greenville. So we're going to close this out right now by saying good night, goodbye. We appreciate you all tuning in. And we're going to see you all here next Tuesday night at 8:05. Good night, and God bless everybody.
Good job.